Hey folks, Dan Ferreiro here with your opening bell for September 22nd, 2025. So last week we ended on a, well, let's just say a flat note. Mortgage rates, if they drop 0.02, they're not really changing. So what we're going to focus in on is, well, let's look at last week's headlines. Federal Reserve cut rates and the long end of the stick, even mortgage rates went up. Why? Well, hopefully last week I explained that in my live event on Friday, because every Friday I try to come in and explain to you guys what happened for the week and then what we're looking at for this week. Because if you're watching these videos, each day, you're trying to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So without further ado, that's what we're going to try to help you guys with this week. I'm going to go over this week's data and how those and the data that we're going to get will be affecting these things over through here. So let's get over to it, folks. So last week, the Federal Reserve cut rates and mortgage rates went up. Why? Well, I explained that in last week's video. Hopefully you check out that live event. I'll try to post that right up through here. But here's the week in basically the calendar we have for this week. It's a slew of information in this week, and that's why I want to bring this all the way to the forefront, because a lot of the data that the Federal Reserve monitors right through here is actually coming out this week. And yeah, they actually updated this finally to 4 and 4.25%. This is that rate that the Federal Reserve controls. They dropped it 0.25% last week to 4 to 4.25%. This was wrong all the way up to until Friday. So go figure. So here's what the economic calendar looks like for the week. I am going to show you a weekly newsletter that I'm putting together that has a lot of this data in there that I'll post every Monday so you guys can review it. It'll be down below in the description and also on my website. I'll show you where to find that. But if you go over to the economic calendar we have for this week, here's what we got. And there's a lot of data coming down the pike, folks. Tuesday, there's nothing Monday. So you're going to see probably just a complete benign market today. But tomorrow, here's what we're going to get. Manufacturing PMI and servicing PMI. This is going to actually tell us more about the inflation numbers, believe it or not. So I'll come out tomorrow morning and let you know kind of where I expect those to come in at. Then Federal Chairman Powell, he's going to speak. Well, that might move the markets. Then on Wednesday, we have new home sales. Now, I don't think this number is going to come in very well. The markets right here inhabit that the previous number was 652. They're expecting it to come in at 651. I watched the Lennar quarterly report the other day. It's bad. New home sales, especially on the entry-level homes, are really bad now. They're trying to give more and more credits. That's pushing into their profit margins, and they're not having good times right now. So we'll see how that's going. But then on Thursday, we get existing home sales. Now, this is where I think the pickup's going to be. And last reading was 4.4 million. It was supposed to stay right around there. But this is where a lot of people are just buying those smaller homes, more affordable homes, because you just can't build one that's affordable anymore. Then we're also going to get initial jobless claims. That's going to give us how the job market is doing, as well as continued claims. And we're going to get durable goods orders and GDP. Then on Friday, we're going to get that PCE number. The PCE is the main number that the Federal Reserve focuses in on when they monitor inflation. So if you go over to what they focus in on is PCE, the unemployment rate. We won't get this week, but every week we get the jobs numbers on, you know, if it's up or down, and then the GDP. So we're getting two out of the three pieces of this equation this week. So let's get over to my newsletter. I give you some insight what's going on. So I don't know if you know this or not, but there might be a government shutdown at the end of this month. There's disputes, and I'm not going to even get there, but hopefully they come up to a resolution to this pretty quick. But what happened was last week is we had mortgage rates, they were down almost to 6.125-ish range. And then right after the Federal Reserve cut rates, if you guys watch me every day, they popped up 0.25% right after that. So that's what the markets are kind of skittish right now, but here's what they're looking at. A government shutdown. If the government shuts down, that might not be good news for mortgage rates. And here's why. A base case is they get a resolution. So the markets will just kind of skip along the way. But the bad news is if they don't and there's a government shutdown, well, you might see yields on bonds going down, but you might see mortgage rates going up because of a risk premium. Remember I was talking about that risk premium? A lot of people look at, you know, where's the mortgage rates going to be? Okay, we look at the 10-year treasury. A lot of people look at that and then add like 2% to that. And that's where mortgage rates are. But if there's a risk premium in there that's a little elevated. Because if you look at that now, right now the federal funds rate is, or I'm sorry, the 10-year treasury is 4.1. If you add 2 to that, well, it'd be 6.1. Where rates? 6.35. So there's a quarter. Now it's 2.25 spread between that those two indices. So that's what this is telling us. There might be, but MBS spread may widen, meaning mortgage rates go up. Here's the news we're getting next week. Tuesday, I just wanted to point out the main headline numbers that we're getting. Tuesday, we get existing home sales. I told you what I thought about those, and new home sales on Wednesday. Durable goods orders are coming in on Thursday. Initial jobless claims and continued claims are coming in on Thursday. Friday, we get the PCE number, the inflation number, and then on Friday, we also get the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment number. Here's my forecast. Okay, so what I did is I'm just coming out, and you know how I complain about the ADP numbers and all these other numbers? I'm like, okay, well, instead of complaining about it, try to do something about it. So I'm trying to work on my own models to give you guys the inflationary numbers that are coming up. So this week, the main numbers we have are coming out is the PCE, because that's what the Federal Reserve monitors. So I wanted to show you there's four pieces of that puzzle that comes out. There's a PCE month over month, PCE year over year, then there's the core month over month, and then the core year over year. This is they strip out food and energy. Okay, so the numbers are right through here. Here's where the last readings were. Here's what the economists are expecting. And here's what I'm expecting. I'm right on point this time with all the economists right now. Like you might see through here, I'm like 0.22. What they do is they round, you know, to that number. So my number would be 0.2. So basically across the board through there. Now, if this number comes in hot, cool, whatever, the inflation numbers, what would happen to the market? Well, let's look at it. If you get a hot price on the consumer inflation, you're going to see the MBS weaker. Okay, so you might say, okay, the MBS is weaker. Isn't that meaning mortgage rates would come down? So why would I, you know, lock? Well, let me explain that to you. So let's get over to this lesson for today. I want you to understand the bond market and how it works, and then also how mortgage rates act with these as well. So a lot of times when people are focusing in on rates, they go, well, the 10-year treasury right now is 4, so add 2 to that, and that's where your mortgage rates is. I just explained to you guys, it's wrong. So what we focus in on this channel is we go to the mortgage bond. It's called the MBS, and you look at the 5.5 coupon because there's a whole bunch of them, but we look at the 5.5 coupon because that's what we focus in on. Here's what's happening today. The price is up 0.01, say a cent. Markets aren't moving at all. You're not going to see mortgage rates. These have to change at least in basically an eighth for mortgage rates to change. But remember when that said, the newsletter came back and said, hot PCE means prices would be weaker on the MBS. So we go back to the MBS chart. Where did it go? My apologies. So if it gets weaker, means it goes down. Okay, let me explain to you how this works. This is a bond. So if the price of a bond goes down, mortgage rates go up. There's an inverse. There's a yin-yang effect to this. So that's not good news. So that means inflation is hotter. If the price of the bond goes down, rates are going to go up. Wonder if it comes in a little bit cooler. Well, that'll help us out even more. So we go back to here, baseline. It means it comes in at point or maybe comes in a little bit better. That means the MBS would be stronger. Prices would go up. Thus, rates would come down. Remember, there's a yin-yang effect. So you're not going to do anything. You're going to just float into it because the longer you hold off the float, the closer to your closing you get on that rate lock, the better the rate you're going to get. So that's that part of it. Let's continue to go on. CNBC, U.S. inflation reports on Friday will tell if rate cuts were a good idea or not. This might even tell us if there are future rate cuts coming because on Friday, we're going to get that news and the Federal Reserve will be acting on this. Let's get over to the markets right through here. So here's what we have on the bond market. There is no really main economic news there. So let's get see and how the overall markets are doing. Whew, not a good day on Wall Street. We got the Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all down. Well, the good news here is, though, we got oil down to $62 a barrel. You know how I feel about oil. And then we also have the 10-year treasury down to 4.12. This was 3.99 when the Federal Reserve cut. So that means the 10-year treasury is up an eighth of a percent. And that's why you saw mortgage rates jump as well. So that's what we're seeing there. There's really no economic news, no tariff news, no really nothing there. You go down through here and you will see right through here, Schumer presses Trump to negotiate with Democrats as government shutdown deadline nears. So pay attention to that. Pay attention to the PCE number this week. And just follow me each day if you're trying to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it, folks. So my name is Dan Free. I come out each day to give you guys this report to help you guys understand what's going on in the market. And the reason why I do that, folks, is I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. What that means is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I do have a slogan. That slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, how do you reach out to me? Well, go to therateupdate.com. Here's my website. Okay, so here's what we do here. I'm actually working at a bank that provides me a license with all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Unique thing about us is we're set up with over 30 different lenders to help you guys assure that you're getting the best rates and the lowest fees in the market. So Can you go out there and get 30 different quotes? Well, if you did, maybe reach out to us because we can compare it to see if you can even get better. But if you can't do that out there, if you want to try to figure out, Dan, what are you talking about? Well, here's what we do. We get you approved, and then we have the ability to reach out to over 30 other banks that we're set up with to be able to offer you their rates and their programs as well. So let's say they're one of their banks has a lower rate than me. We'll use them. Let's say they have a program similar to like this. If you're looking to buy a house and you need some down payment assistance money, we have a partner that'll do that for you as well. They'll give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. The great news about this thing is you don't have to pay it back. So talk to a friend or a family member that took a down payment assistance program, then within 6 months or a year tried to refinance. They probably got stuck because they owed too much on their house than it was worth. Not because the house went down, because they got a down payment assistance loan that was a loan. It wasn't forgiven like this one. Or if you're looking to refinance and you're like, Dan, I don't know what rate to refinance at. Well, grab your mortgage statement, look at it, and then go into my system right here, refinance. What you're doing is you're telling me what rate you want to refinance at. So let's say you're at 7 right now, and when rates hit 6, well, reach out to me. So here's what I want you to do. Go to the refinance tab, put in your mortgage information, and then tell me what rate you want for us to reach out to you to go over the refinance. What we're going to do is we're going to go over the new payment, the savings, the cost, your break-even point, then leave it up to you to see if it's worth it. And if it is, we'll lock you in and get the paperwork started. If not, we'll just lower the rate on our rate watch tool. So that's our report for today, folks. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I will be back at the closing bell to let you know how these are affected today on the news that we have. There's really not a lot of news out there, folks. So I'm seeing basically a steady market going into the close today. Tomorrow might be a different story. So thanks for watching. Please, if you would, we're about 1,000 people away from 40,000 subscribers. If you can do me one big favor, click the subscribe button down there or share my videos and have, you know, ask somebody to do that. I'd love to get to 40,000 by the end of the month. Only you can help me. Thanks for watching, folks. I'll see you at the closing bell later today. Have a great day. Be safe out there and see you then. Bye-bye.